Thursday's round of hotter U.S. inflation data hasn't done much to shake things up, with the U.S. dollar and U.S. equities relatively stable, all things considered. We believe this has a lot to do with the fact that the market had already repriced expectations for a less aggressive 25 basis point rate cut from the Fed in November, given last week's U.S. jobs report, leaving little room for much more of a reaction to the hotter U.S. inflation data. Ultimately, the idea here is that the inflation data isn't going to do anything to change the 25 basis point rate cut bet. It also is possible the inflation data was offset by the unexpected rise in U.S. initial jobless claims, though in the end, it really doesn't make much difference. What we are seeing is evidence of the U.S. dollar rally perhaps getting a little tired, and we could be seeing the start to a resumption of broad-based currency demand against the buck. Elsewhere, the market has been underwhelmed with the latest China swap facility for institutional investors to buy stocks. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from German inflation data, UK GDP, trade, industrial production and construction output, Canada employment, US producer prices, and Michigan sentiment. That's all for now.